Today on The Good Word, we're talking about being a part of the crowd and a personal relationship with heaven. An interesting feature of God's plan for His people is that it's both universal and highly individual. Certain promises, such as life after death and the chance to wipe away sins, are available to any of us, no matter our past or origins. But the relationship we develop with God through the Spirit is something personal, meaning the guidance we receive about the direction of our lives will be wholly for us and is ours alone. Mary and Joseph knew they had a special responsibility in raising the Son of God, but they likely had many questions about the mission of Jesus. But they did their best to follow the law of Moses and walk upright before God. When Jesus was old enough to be presented at the temple according to the law, they took him up to Jerusalem, performing the necessary sacrifices and worship. In Jerusalem, a righteous man named Simeon had been promised he would see the Christ before he died. In chapter 2 of Luke, Simeon meets the young family in the temple, prophesying of the Messiah's life and work, praising God, and declaring he could die happy now that he has seen the Christ. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Many looked forward to the coming of a Messiah, the Christ, but their opinions on who that Messiah would be varied wildly. One common theory was that the coming Lord would act as David had, uniting Israel politically and bringing power back to the downtrodden nation. Perhaps some interpreted Simeon's words that way, thinking the fall and rise would mean some kind of advancement of the house of Israel in the eyes of the world. But the salvation that Simeon predicted was to be personal, something gifted to individuals by a Savior who knew each of their hearts. According to Simeon, the Messiah would be for the Gentiles as well as Israel, offering salvation to all, regardless of land or ancestry. The Lord, knowing the thoughts and hearts of all, guides His children according to our needs. Simeon's promise to see the Christ was an individualized promise he received from God according to his desires and righteousness. Very few were thinking of salvation from death and hell that the Lord was offering, with most of his disciples not understanding the breadth of his doctrine until after his resurrection. To rise again, as the Lord had promised, was much more than the relief he gave from illness through his healing, lifting people physically from their beds. The Lord would lift all who believed from grief and pain, giving all a chance to escape the consequences of living here in this imperfect mortal world. Neither would death be permanent. The Lord would be the first to rise from the grave permanently, but He would not be the last. When we number ourselves among the Lord's disciples, we are aligning ourselves with the countless people who have come to know God, as well as standing at the side of the one who knows us best. And that's the good word.